Samuel Coleridge Taylor, born in 1875, was an English composer, professor of music, and conductor. His father, a doctor originally from Sierra Leone, and his mother, an English woman, fostered young Samuel's appetite for Eurocentric classical music that would in time lead to a successful career and an eventual musical legacy grounded in the art of orchestral composition. Coleridge Taylor's musical life began with a splash of notoriety when he entered the Royal College of Music in 1890 as a talented violinist, who also revealed his equally impressive potential in composition. At the RCM, he wrote many substantial chamber works, including the Clarinet Quintet, a tribute to the music of Czech composer Antonín Dvořák. Coleridge Taylor's emerging popularity, mainly from some East Coast musicians during his three U.S. tours in the early 1900s, earned him the moniker the African Mahler for his complementary compositional style, resulting in the creation of a trilogy of cantatas based upon American poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's work, The Song of Hiawatha. It premiered in 1898 when Coleridge Taylor was 22 years of age. Hiawatha's Wedding Feast, the first cantata of the Song of Hiawatha, would become a widely performed and iconic work that inspired the creation of the Coleridge Taylor Choral Society of Washington, D.C., an African-American collective. In the early 1900s, Coleridge Taylor, traveling to the U.S. by invitation, served many times as the guest conductor for the group. In 1912, at the age of 37, Samuel Coleridge Taylor passed away. He was broadly mourned at his premature passing from what many believe to be pneumonia caused by excessive work. Along with the creation of his large-scale instrumental and choral works, Coleridge Taylor was encouraged by North American poet Paul Laurence Dunbar to explore his African musical heritage, resulting in the African suite Toussaint L'Ouverture. The effort also included an arranged collection of North American Afrocentric sacred music titled 24 Negro Melodies. The most substantial work by Samuel Coleridge Taylor is the Nordic opera Thelma, which languished unperformed until its premiere on the centennial of his death in 2012. A critic attending the performance, linked to Norse mythology and a triangulated love story befitting a solid operatic storyline, stated that Thelma was romantic and wedded to the composer's love for the music of Dvorak and Brahms, with a taste of Gilbert and Sullivan fused with a sprinkle of Wagner. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.